Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Mike Schaefer, Matt Verzal, still to come. We're live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you. Ways to get in touch with the program, as always, 402-951-1620. Can email the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Nick at 1620thezone.com. JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, always open for business. At Nick Baugh, N-I-C-K-B-A-H-E. Bunch of different things I want to get into here. This sounds kind of like whoa, but I'm serious when I say this. When you think of the NBA playoffs so far, these NBA playoffs so far, and you think of all the great individual performances, and with even within that, all the great individual quarters of basketball the big stars have played in the playoffs so far, I'm not so sure that Draymond Green's third quarter on Saturday night of Game 3 at Portland wasn't the most dominant quarter we've seen so far from a star. That was incredible. Again, it's one thing to score a bunch of points. It's another thing to just dominate every single possession on both ends of the floor. Golden State was down as, 17, 18 points. And Draymond Green in the third quarter willed the Warriors back into the game. Had more energy than everybody else. Had more passion than everybody else. And I'm serious when I say that Draymond Green appeared to have broken the Blazers' spirit in the third quarter. Like, literally, what was it, in the scene of the Temple of Doom where you reach in and take out the heart? Like Draymond Green did that to the Blazers. Crushed it. And once their spirit was crushed, the Warriors went on to win the game. I mean, that was a second half. I mean, that was, first of all, a lot of it was embarrassing from Portland. But that was, as big of a butt kicking as you'll see. And now the Warriors are up 3-0 in the series, which basically effectively wins the series, right? And so now, we have the running tally of Golden State improves to 33-4 when Steph plays and Kevin Durant doesn't. And they've won 30 of their last 31 games when Steph plays and Kevin Durant doesn't. And a lot of this Warriors without Kevin Durant talk has centered around Steph, right? And deservedly so. Clearly Steph has elevated his game. But I tell you what, I think it's become pretty clear that with Kevin Durant out, Draymond Green is a better player too. And when you think about it, I actually think there's a really simple answer. There's a really simple basketball answer to why that is. Like, it's really simple. You know, we talk about how the offense is different with Kevin Durant in the lineup versus when it's, Steph, Clay, Draymond. Well, that's just it. Why is Draymond better? Well, Draymond Green is way more effective and better because he's at his best when he's playing off pick and rolls with Steph. When he is catching, the roll pass and he can go make plays, he's better when he's able to push it and attack to pass to the Splash Brothers. Quite simply, in an offense with more movement, where you're having reads and slips and lobs and kicks, Draymond Green will be much better because that's what Draymond Green does best. Again, there's more standing around with Kevin Durant. It's a little more stagnant, a little more ISOs with KD. And Draymond Green's not going to look good when he's standing. And it's so interesting. We've talked about the erosion of Draymond Green's game. And I think things like his three-point shot have absolutely gotten worse. But some of this so-called erosion was maybe a product of the slightly altered style of basketball with Kevin Durant in the equation compared to when it was the original Steph, Clay, Draymond style of ball movement, player movement, constant motion. This situation, though, I mean, how fascinating is this Warriors situation on a variety of levels? Because in a lot of ways, all this, literally all this couldn't be playing out worse for the Kevin Durant narrative. But if you step back and think, to me, there have been two prevailing narratives around Golden State the past 2 or 3 years. There's been two. There is the Kevin Durant narrative, but there also is the narrative that surrounds Steph, Clay, and Draymond. So the Kevin Durant narrative is, man, he jumped on the bandwagon. He hopped on the gravy train of a team that had won a title, won 73 games. Right? Like that, there's that narrative. But then there is the narrative around Steph, Clay, and Draymond of y'all won the last two titles because of Kevin Durant. Y'all wouldn't have stayed on top of the mountain without Kevin Durant. And what's interesting is live in the moment, Steph, Clay, and Draymond, those guys are having the opportunity to shut that narrative up and squash it. Because I do believe, rooted somewhere deep in the motivational subconscious of Steph, Clay, and Draymond is that narrative. They may not admit it. They may not even know it. But I feel like there's no doubt there has been a palpable, like a noticeable, palpable, different level of emotion, passion, and energy from those three guys the last four games. And the reality for the KD narrative is Kevin Durant will probably only have a chance to squash that narrative if he leaves. Which again appears like is going to happen. It appears like it's going to happen. But man, it is fascinating to watch this team without Durant. Because you sit there and you kind of go, okay, you know, like, there's been a lot been discussed about, you know, are the Warriors better without Durant? Like, I don't think anyone really thinks that.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I think there are layers to a conversation that I just don't think anyone really, you hook them up to a lie detector test, they can really say, like, they are better without Kevin Durant.
They're more enjoyable to watch.
They're more enjoyable to watch. There might be certain guys that are better individually. I can't sit here and turn on the mic and tell you I think they're better. They're different. You know, they flow better. The chemistry's better. The essence of their identity shines through better. I mean, that's where the whole record of when Steph plays and Kevin Durant doesn't. They're 33-4 when Steph plays and KD doesn't, and 28-18 when KD plays and Steph doesn't. To me, that is a window into the fact that Steph embodies who the Warriors are more so than KD does. Like, Steph is the essence of the Warriors' identity. And it's pretty simple. Whenever your identity is more on display, more prominent, more prevalent, you'll likely win more often. Again, there's just been an appearance of more joy, more passion, more energy, more movement, more fluidity the last four games without KD. The offense, the ball and player movement, like to me, is like indisputably better. Those things are just clearly true right now. Not to mention that Steph and Draymond are better players without Kevin Durant. They elevate their games. And while all that can be true, everything I just said can be true, but yet the Warriors aren't better overall without Kevin Durant. And I know that doesn't make sense in a lot of ways, but I also think sometimes, you know, like I always say, like sometimes you just got to say something out loud. A team is better without arguably the best player in the world. Like that, just say that out loud. Team X is better without the best player, arguably the best player in the world. Tough. That's a tough one for me to vibe with, to hop on board with. I just know that they are there are absolutely things, though, within this team that are better without him. And to me, this has been just this has been fascinating to watch. It's been fascinating. And Draymond Green, boy, he was so good in the third quarter.
I'm not the biggest Draymond Green guy.
I'm not either. I've gotten to where I'm kind of like cool on him. But
right. But I'm not going to lie. It's really good to see the transformation that he had from the season into the playoffs. And then now watching him just thrive with KD out. This is the Draymond that we were all scared of.
Right.
When DeMarcus Cousins came into the program. And now that he's playing up to that potential, that's a tough team to beat.
I'm not so sure I'm not so sure he isn't playing the best basketball of his career right now.
I agree.
Like, I think he was good on. He was so good. Coming up a little later on in the show, speaking of Draymond, because I think he had a quote after the game that I think applies to so many different people and things. And I can't wait to dive into that quote. And it takes a lot for me to read a quote sitting on my couch and want to stand up and applaud. But I wanted to stand up and applaud for this quote. And I'll lay that out for you a little bit later on. I think George knows what quote I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mike Schaefer, Verz, all still to come. It's 11:29 here on a Monday. Doesn't feel like it's May 20th, but hey, you know. At least it lets weather perspective, people. At least it's not snowing and -165 degrees Celsius. Game time.